U.S. cotton exports are projected to reach 14.6 million bales for the 2020 crop year, according to the latest supply and demand report from the Department of Agriculture. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with a breakdown of the report.
In the latest USDA supply and demand report, USDA made a few small changes to the 2020 U.S. balance sheet, including a slight drop in production and an increase in the average farm price. U.S. exports are projected to reach 14.6 million bales for the 2020 crop year. Current sales commitments are strong at 8.7 million bales due to a large carryover from the previous crop year due to the COVID pandemic. China has been a large buyer in recent months, resulting in current commitments of 3.3 million bales, representing 38% of all U.S. export commitments at this time. So far, we have shipped 1.2 million bales to China and a total of 2.5 million bales to all countries.
For the world balance sheet, USDA reduced cotton production by almost 1 million bales to 116 million bales, mostly due to lower production estimates for Pakistan, Mali, and Greece.
USDA did increase world consumption by 1.5 million bales as compared to last month due to increases for China and India. This is the first upward month-over-month projection in global consumption in nearly a year. The latest world consumption estimate of 114 million bales for the 2020 crop year would represent a 12% increase as compared to the 2019 level of 102 million bales, which is a pretty optimistic number. World ending stocks for the 2020 crop year are projected to reach 101 million bales, with a record 65 million bales outside of China.